And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the columnist and essayist Russell Baker, born Morrisonville, Virginia, 1927, who wrote the column The Observer for the New York Times from the early 60s to the late 90s, and his memoir Growing Up, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1982. When he succeeded Alistair Cook as the host of Masterpiece Theater on PBS, Russell Baker said, "I'd like to be the man who succeeds the man who succeeds Alistair Cook." It's the birthday of the novelist Danielle Steele, New York City, 1947, who produces a book a year, every year. And to keep up that rate, she works on 3 to 5 books at once, starting out with a long outline, about 50 pages. She goes through it several times herself and with her editor, and then she writes an entire draft in one long push, just sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night, getting up, going back to work, and does not stop until the book is finished. It's the birthday of Doc Holliday, John Henry Holliday, born in Griffin, Georgia, 1851, studied dentistry, but he couldn't practice because he had tuberculosis and patients were put off by his chronic cough. So he headed west, hoping the desert air would help him live a little bit longer, went off to Dallas, became a gambler there, and wound up in Tombstone in the Arizona Territory in 1880, when he took up with the Earp brothers, who were in the midst of a feud with the Clantons and the McLowry gang, which led to the famous shootout at the OK Corral, October 1881, about 30 shots fired in about 1.5 minute, leaving 3 dead and many wounded. Holliday survived. He died 6 years later of tuberculosis in Colorado. And after his death, the Denver Republican wrote, "Doc Holliday represented a class of men who were disappearing in the New West. He had the reputation of being a bunco man, desperado, and bad man generally. Yet he was a very mild-mannered man, was congenial and companionable, and had many excellent qualities." And it's the birthday of the poet Letitia Elizabeth Landon, born in London, 1802, popular for her romantic poems, which went out of fashion, and then interest in her was revived by an essay about her by Germaine Greer, and scholars began to look at her work again. Here's a poem for today by Seamus Heaney, entitled Postscript. "And sometime make the time to drive out west into County Clare, along the flaggy shore in September or October, when the wind and the light are working off each other so that the ocean on one side is wild with foam and glitter, and inland among stones the surface of a slate-gray lake is lit by the earthed lightning of a flock of swans, their feathers ruffed and ruffling, white on white, their fully grown, headstrong-looking heads tucked or cresting or busy underwater. Useless to think you'll park and capture it more thoroughly. You are neither here nor there, a hurry through which known and strange things pass, as big, soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open." Postscript by Seamus Heaney from The Spirit Level, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.